Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith. I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's big Champions League matchup against Arsenal. The Bavarians are traveling over to London for this match. It will not be easy. We have been hearing about how good Arsenal is for weeks now, and it's the time. It's the time for Bayern to show that they still have something deep inside of them that resembles the team that we thought they could be earlier in the season. We have not seen the requisite amount of mental toughness lately. The latest example of that was the collapse against Heidenheim over the weekend. Earlier today, of course, being Monday, the day before the game, Max Eberl talked about how Bayern Munich is putting that Heidenheim result, a 3-2 loss, behind them. The biggest kicker in that game is that Bayern blew a 2-0 lead. So to think about having to travel to London, play against a really good Arsenal side on their home turf without your own fans, because UEFA banned all Bayern Munich fans from traveling. I mean, talk about a ludicrous penalty for any fan base. It's just stupid. I mean, it's even more stupid to think about how you enforce that. I kind of ridiculed that ruling last week in a post on BavarianFootballWorks.com, but this is a situation where Bayern Munich has to show something. And if they don't, this could be the last match for Thomas Tuchel, which I know probably puts a lot of you in a conundrum. Do you want Bayern Munich to win against Arsenal, or do you want Thomas Tuchel out? Now, of course, I'm being facetious. Everyone wants to see Bayern win this. It's a pride thing, no matter what, even though you might not like Tuchel. It's worse to lose to Arsenal, and it's a legitimate possibility. And what I do want to tell you is, if you didn't get a chance to check out our flagship show, give it a listen, because Samarin breaks down this matchup. Again, not the official preview show, but she goes into it deep because she's got a history with Arsenal. She's got a very good knowledge of the club, and she can give you some of her expertise on what she thinks could be a problem for Bayern, maybe what Bayern could take advantage of. So it's a really good listen ahead of the match. I recommend you check that out. But like we always do, we want to give you the normal format as well with the preview show. So I'll stick to what I do, and please give her a listen, because that, I thought the Bavarian Podcast Work show from this week was really, really good. She has a lot of strong feelings about Bayern Munich and their meltdown this season. And I agree with a lot of what she says. So check her out over there at the Bavarian Podcast Work show. But for this preview show, it is a problem for Bayern Munich based on recent form. When we usually do this, we look at Bundesliga form when we get to this stage. But Arsenal, since moving on and getting past Porto in the Champions League, the first round of the knockouts, of course, Arsenal won that 4-2 on aggregate. The last match was a 1-0 victory over Porto. Since then, Arsenal has finished in a 0-0 draw with Man City. They beat Luton Town 2-0, and they were able to get past Brighton and Hove Albion 3-0. So Arsenal has been pretty consistent. They're good. They're really good. In my mind, if this Bayern Munich team was playing up to their capabilities, I would have no doubt that they could take down Arsenal. But it's really hard to figure out who you're going to see with Bayern Munich these days. Is it going to be the unfocused, unmotivated group that we saw on Saturday against Heidenheim? Or is it going to be the group we saw right before the international break that was creative and attacking, and the defense was formidable? The midfield was good. They were good. Since then, not so much. And I just don't know if Bayern can ramp it up and they can dig deep and pull something out here. It's just a situation where this team legitimately could have checked out for the season. And I hate to say that, but it sure as hell looks like they did in the Bundesliga. I know the Champions League is a whole different ballgame, but Bayern Munich can't just expect itself to be able to ramp it up and play Arsenal on the road and come out with a win, a much needed win after so many lackluster performances. Now it's very disappointing. And I guess I shouldn't even say so many lackluster performances, but when you come out after an international break and you drop a 2-0 decision to Borussia Dortmund at home, you come out, you visit Heidenheim, a team you should absolutely take care of, and they hand you a 3-2 defeat after you were winning 2-0. It's just not good. Any way you want to slice it, this Bayern Munich squad is not focused. They don't look motivated. They are not responding to the coach, which, again, this was the risk you took. If you kept Thomas Tuchel in charge and you let him finish out the season with everyone knowing that he was let go, he's going to be let go after the season, this was always a possibility. And now, unfortunately, I think despite what everyone says in the press and how everyone is backing the coach and the coach is backing the players, no matter what they all say, this is a broken team. It's a broken unit. It doesn't mean that they can't find a way against Arsenal, because Arsenal could collapse. They could fall apart as well. There could be a significant spike in how Bayern Munich plays. Maybe they pull it together. It's not to say all hope is lost, but man, Bayern Munich's board did the team no favors by putting them in this position to have to play for a coach that they knew was going out the door, and also where there were known issues. So it's kind of one of those situations where the board is going to reap what they've sown, and fans are going to have to sit back and watch it. And hopefully it works out. But I don't know a lot of people confident going into the match. Hell, even I, for I think the first time all season, picked them to lose this, and we'll get to my prediction later. But this is not a situation where Bayern Munich fans are going in fully excited about entering London, expecting Serge Gnabry to knock in a hat trick and Bayern to be triumphant. This is a group of fans now looking to battle and fight and maybe eke out a one goal victory, if at all possible, but at worst, keep it within a goal if they lose. It's just very disappointing with how the season has played out. Oh man, that's a lot to unpack, isn't it? The good news is, though, the injured players for Bayern Munich, things are looking pretty good right now. At least at a bare minimum, most of them are traveling. The only exceptions right now that really matter, and there's really just one, is Sacha Boué, who is obviously still hurt. Bounassar tore his ACL, so he's still working his way back, making progress. But you're going to see Alexander Pavlovich. You're going to see Manuel Neuer, Leroy Sané, Kingsley Coman, Rafael Guerrero. They're all making the trip. Nusar Mizrahi. So that is a good thing. It's a really good thing, because now you have depth. And we know that some of these players coming off of injury, they might not have it all, right? Neuer undoubtedly is going to get the start, barring anything crazy happening over the course of today or early tomorrow. But when you have Zane and Coman, Nusar Mizrahi, I mean, these are players that now give Tuchel options on how he wants to mix and match things. And when I get to my predicted lineup, I think he's going to do exactly that. So I've got a lot to say about how I think this is going to play out for some of the players. And I think the hashtag Mueller Mafia, they might be sitting at the edge of their seat, because their guy might not get the call this weekend or this week. So we'll see how that goes with my prediction. But it's a good thing that the players are back. And Leroy Sané is a guy who had such a scorching hot first half of the season, really has trailed off and not been good here in the second half. That's one of the very interesting situations to me, because does Tuchel go back to that well, knowing that Sané has been banged up? He's probably not in the best form right now, but Tuchel has gone to this guy repeatedly, even knowing when he's been worn down or hurt. It hasn't mattered. So that's going to be one of the very key positional battles there, because Bayern only has four players in their attack, right? So right now, what are there? 6-7 good options that they could potentially use. Tuchel's got some choices to make. But the good part is, when you look at the attack, you see, all right, Tuchel's got to make these calls. He's also got to make some calls on the back line as well. And we think we know how it's going to play out the center back position, but the emergence of a new Nusar Mizrahi being available does give Tuchel some options. You have Pavlovich, who's coming off almost about 2.5 weeks of battling tonsillitis, which is crazy. but he might not be fully ready to go. I'm sure with him traveling, there's a good chance he's going to dress. But you have that option in the midfield. You have Goretzka, you have Laimer, you have Kimmich, who could swing between right back or central midfield. So Tuchel's got to make a decision there. If Tuchel is wary of Arsenal speed, which is legitimately concerning, he could opt to go with Mesrawy at right back, slide Kimmich back into the midfield. I don't know. This is a really touchy situation for Thomas Tuchel. I'm very curious to see how he handles it. So when I get to that part of the show, I'll have a lot to say, but it's a good thing to have these players back. But Tuchel, in this mindset, he's got to ramp up and get himself geared up for this game. Will he overthink it? Will he pick the right players? It could be a blessing or a curse to have this many options, because now Tuchel can overthink this whole thing. We'll see. It'll be something that Bayern Munich fans will surely have an opinion on. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about that rumored caretaker plan that we saw emerge on Sunday night, and then dive right into the predicted starting 11 and a prediction on the match. So hang with us. We got some of the show left. We'll be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the preview show. This is Chuck Smith bringing it to you. I am psyched up about this match, and I know it's weird because it's been dejecting to follow Bayern Munich of late, but this is something you have to be excited for. And I know the odds are stacked against Bayern Munich. They're going on the road with no fans. They're on a horrible streak of form. You've got a bunch of players coming back off injuries. They might not be in the best condition. It doesn't matter. When you get on the pitch, you have to fight, and Bayern Munich has a chance to show its heart. We all know it's there. We've all seen it at various points, but they have to show it in London. You absolutely have to do that. And if they don't, what the team is ultimately doing is putting Thomas Tuchel's position at risk, because what we saw emerge on Sunday night was a story from Kicker saying that Bayern Munich could be looking at a caretaker plan that had some very interesting names associated with it. And I'm sorry, it was not Kicker. It was Abendzeitung journalist Patrick Strasser who had the story. And I'll give you the quick rundown. It was summed up by Aimia Sanmia. The Arsenal game could be Thomas Tuchel's final chance at Bayern. If the situation becomes irreparable and Tuchel has to go immediately, there's an idea within the club about Miroslav Klose taking over as interim coach, with Hermann Gerland supporting him as assistant. This scenario is an emergency solution being considered in case of a total disaster. Now, most people are not expecting Bayern Munich to go in and get smashed against Arsenal. A lot of people are picking them to lose, including me, but I'm not expecting them to get run off the field. If by chance it happens, if Bayern comes out and lays a complete egg, it looks like Bayern, the club's board, and the executives have an idea what they want to do. Now, the very interesting part of this is Klose is a guy who has not succeeded on his own as a manager. Of course, Hermann Gerland was a longtime assistant coach under several different managers. He left after the Flick versus Brazo war. You know it was deep when Hermann Gerland left the squad. That was, to me, the signal that things were broken between the coaching staff and the executives, and that there was no way that a guy like that would just up and, like, he was a fixture at the club, that he would just take his career and say, you know what, I'm done. I can't deal with this situation. Because I doubt under any circumstance that if Flick was leaving or not, that Gerland would have been on the chopping block. Like, even under Nagelsmann, I'm sure Gerland would have been grandfathered in as an assistant coach. But either way, there is that story out there. So if by chance Arsenal does come out, put a three spot on the board in the first half and win that game 3-0 or 4-1 or something like that, Bayern Munich could potentially pull the trigger, and that would be their solution. What do you think about that? Now, I'm someone who has been a proponent of just getting someone to sit in that seat for the rest of the season. There are no guarantees that it would work. There are absolutely, I mean, especially in the Champions League, I mean, you don't know how a team would respond to it. But what we do know is that this isn't working under Tuchel, and it hasn't been working under Tuchel since he was hired. So the fact that Bayern left him in charge was very curious, very questionable. I think they're paying the price for it right now. And even if they were to bring in Klose and Gerland after a disaster, like, what could they possibly do? I mean, you're not going, if you're down 2 or 3 goals to Arsenal in aggregate, you're probably not going to be able to pull that out. You've already lost the league. You've been eliminated from the Pokal. At this point, it would just be too late. You're just placating the players to make them feel comfortable the rest of the season, which should have been factored in a long time ago. If you were worried about the players' mentality and their comfort level with the coach, you needed to make a change a long, long time ago. So that story is floating out there. I did want to bring that up because if something happens and Bayern gets rolled, maybe Bayern will make that change and remove Tuchel as the coach. We're seeing a lot of conflicting reports that Tuchel's not going anywhere, no matter what, but anything can happen. And if Bayern, by chance, takes a big L, we might see Tuchel's exit hastened. So we'll see what happens with that. With the starting 11, very, very interesting selections here. I'll be honest, I've been toying around with this and picking and pulling at the combination I think Tuchel will use. It's impossible because he's got so many options now and he's got so many loyalties to players. I just don't know what he's going to do, but let's give it a run anyway. Manuel Neuer will start at goalkeeper. I think that's pretty obvious. Sven Ulreich, as good as he looked earlier in the season, has not been great in this latest stint filling in for Neuer. I wonder how things will work out for Ulreich. It seems like he's just a really nice guy who is respected in the locker room. And it'll be very curious to see what Bayern does with its backup situation next year, with Daniel Peretz being in the running, Alexander Nubel coming back to the club potentially. There's a lot going on there, so Ulreich definitely won't be in there unless something bad happens with Neuer. At center back, I think the performances by Kim Min-jae and Dayot Upamecano sealed the deal for who Tuchel needs to start against Arsenal. Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier will get the call. It's a tough matchup for those two. Arsenal has great team speed. They're not the paciest of guys, but I will say this. I think positionally they're a lot better, although in De Ligt's last appearance, he found himself caught out of position, and Karim Adeyemi was able to expose that. So De Ligt is going to have to really watch that. Dier is going to have to rely on his years and years of experience in playing against Arsenal to formulate a way to survive dealing with their speed. It is going to be tough for the center backs, but it would be tough if it was Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. It'd be tough against anyone. Arsenal's that good this season. So big key role for De Ligt and Dier. If they can really lock down the center of the defense and they can provide a formidable wall in front of Neuer, it could be very interesting because we've seen this Bayern Munich attack be very opportunistic. If they get the opportunity to take a lead and even pull out the game, De Ligt and Dier will absolutely have played a big role in doing that. The outside back positions are interesting. Right now at left back, I have to think Alphonso Davies gets the call. I didn't think Davies was great over the weekend. Guerrero, having been recently banged up, I'm not sure is ready for this call. With De Ligt and Dier not being the fastest of center backs, I think you do need to focus on speed on those outside positions. So I think Davies could play a big role there. What I'm hoping like hell for is that somebody gets in his ear and tells him to play a little bit more conservatively. We all love how disruptive he can be in the attack. Unfortunately, his desire and willingness to track back has not been the same as when he was a younger player. So leaving those center backs exposed as much as he has done this season has proven to be very detrimental. It's a situation where you know what the guy can do. He knows how to do it. You just need him to sacrifice a little bit of what he wants to do for this game, for what the team needs. And hopefully Davies can do that. At right back, the big question is Joshua Kimmich versus Nusair Mizrahi. And when we were talking about this issue of Arsenal's team speed, it's legitimate. I mean, you're talking about Kai Havertz, who is a known speedster, might only be the second or third fastest guy in the attack. It is a situation where even people like us who doubt Havertz and his ability. And listen, I was a Havertz fan. I liked him at Leverkusen. I thought he took some big steps back at Chelsea. He's found his way in under Mikel Arteta and has found a way to really contribute and be effective. He could be an issue. You're going to need some coverage there. So for that reason, I think we're going to see Mizrahi at right back, which does create a little bit of an issue. How do you form that midfield? And that's the question. Joshua Kimmich or Leon Goretzka? Where does Alexander Pavlovich fit into the mix? All great questions. I don't know if Pavlovich is going to be ready. As much as we all think Bayern Munich needs him, I just don't see him being ready. He just got back to team training today. I think it's asking a lot for a 19-year-old kid who's been off for 3 weeks to be able to rally and pull it together and come into this big of a spot. I think we're going to see Joshua Kimmich and Leon Goretzka in the midfield. Apologies to Konrad Laimer, but he has just not been good enough. As I've said a few times, I'm expecting him to move on via transfer this summer. So you've got Kimmich and Goretzka in the midfield, which automatically I am feeling the virtual tomatoes being thrown at me, but I think that's how it's going to go. The attack is going to be very interesting. Harry Kane is a no-brainer. He will start at striker. Serge Gnabry has to get the call. He is Mr. London. He kills London teams. So he will get the call on one wing, and I'll do it. I think Tuchel's going to go back to Leroy Sané. I think that's been the whole plan all along, keeping Sané off the pitch and training, resting him during games. Tuchel wants to get him healthy. I think we see Sané and Gnabry as the wingers, which means Thomas Müller goes back to the bench because Jamal Musiala will be the number 10. So there you have it. Neuer, Dyer, De Ligt, Davies, Mizrahi, Kimmich, Goretzka, Kane, Musiala, Sané, and Gnabry. Where we could see some changes, if Tuchel decides to go with Kimmich at right back, I would expect that he knows Pavlovich is healthy and ready to go, so we would see Pavlovich and Goretzka in the midfield, but I can't see it. I just think Tuchel knows better than to put the kid in that spot. I don't even expect Pavlovich to be ready. Having one team training and then playing one of the best clubs in the world, that is not an optimal situation for that kid. So there you have it. As far as a prediction goes, I've got Arsenal 2-1 in this match. I don't like it. In fact, I hate it. I rarely pick against Bayern, but after the last couple of weeks, I'm having a lot of trouble seeing how they're going to respond to Tuchel and get up for this match. And even if they do, do they have enough inside of them? Do they have enough continuity with playing together to be able to pull this off on the road? I don't think so. I think Bayern's going to play strong. I think they are going to play tough. They are going to give fans hope returning to Munich for the next leg. But this Arsenal team is really, really good, and I think they'll take care of business at home 2-1. That'll wrap it up for this preview show. Thanks to everyone for listening. As I said, check out the Bavarian Podcast Work show with Samron. Does a terrific job going deeper into this match, so definitely check that out. As always, you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. You can get Siler at BFW Siler. And you can get our tweet meister, Tom Adams, at Tommy Adams 71. Enjoy the match, everyone. Have a couple of beers on me. Hopefully they're not beers of anxiety or nervousness. Hopefully they are beers of celebration. We'll see you next time.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.